A reading from the Book of Wisdom. The wicked said among themselves, thinking not aright, let us beset the just one, because he is obnoxious to us. He sets himself against our doings, reproaches us for transgressions of the law, and charges us with violations of our training. He professes to have knowledge of God and styles himself a child of the Lord. To us, he is the censure of our thoughts. Merely to see him is a hardship for us, because his life is not like that of others, and different are his ways. He judges us debased. He holds aloof from our paths as from things impure. He calls blessed the destiny of the just, and boasts that God is his father. Let us see whether his words are true. Let us find out what will happen to him. For if the just one be the son of God, he will defend him and deliver him from the hand of his foes. With revilement and torture, let us put him to the test, that we may have proof of his gentleness and try his patience. Let us condemn him to a shameful death, for according to his own words, God will take care of him. These were their thoughts, but they erred, for their wickedness blinded them, and they knew not the hidden counsels of God. Neither did they count on a recompense of holiness, nor discern the innocent soul's reward. Verbum Domini.
Deo gratias.
The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. The Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from the earth. When the just cry out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress, he rescues them.
The Lord is
close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit he saves. Many are the troubles of the just man, but out of them all, the Lord delivers him. He watches over all his bones. Not one of them shall be broken. The Lord redeems the lives of his servants. No one incurs guilt who takes refuge in him.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannem. Jesus moved about within Galilee. He did not wish to travel in Judea, because the Jews were trying to kill him. But the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles was near. But when his brothers had gone up to the feast, he himself also went up, not openly, but as it were, in secret. Some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem said, "Is he not the one they are trying to kill? And look, he is speaking openly, and they say nothing to him. Could the authorities have realized that he is the Christ? But we know where he is from. When the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from." So Jesus cried out in the temple area as he was teaching and said, "You know me and also know where I am from. Yet I did not come on my own, but the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me." So they tried to arrest him, but no one laid a hand upon him because his hour had not yet come. Verbum Domini.
In the Gospel according to John, people object to our Lord's claim on the grounds that we do not know where he is from. Misunderstanding is enough to reject him, even to put him to death. And yet we see, just as he walked through the midst of them when they tried to put him to death in Nazareth, now in Jerusalem, no one laid a hand on him. His hour had not yet come. Our Lord points beyond any place, Nazareth or even Bethlehem, any way that this may say something of him, that he is of the house and family of David, that he is the bread of life. Our Lord points to his true origin, his real origin in the Father. "I have come not of my own accord. He who sent me is true, him whom you do not know." In John chapter 5, our Lord reveals a mystery of his inner life, that the Father has sent him to do a work and to speak his words. In Jesus, the Word of God, who is with the Father from the beginning, unveils the origin of his power and of his claims. Jesus Christ is the eternal Word. The eternal Word of the Father spoken into this world. And he who sees Christ has known the Father and has seen him. Our Lord's authority made manifest in the saving power of his words and deeds testify to the truth of his claims. And he lays claim on our very life, on our heart. And this power flows out of the mystery of the Trinity and of the Incarnation. So this is not only a question on the objective or the ontological level by knowing where he is from. So often we want to know where a person was born, where they grew up, and we make judgments based on that. And in a way, that's fine, in a way. Provided that we remain open to the understanding, the encounter with the person who is before us, that subjectively and personally, the very experience of Jesus is charged with the glory of God. And for everyone else, if we can say it that way, that they are called to this glory. So an encounter with the person called to holiness, called to union with God, that our Lord has called them to share this divine life. So again, where they are, so the question could be rephrased or repurposed for us, where are you going? And certainly, where are you now? But, you know, not just say, where are you from, and that's it. Say, what is the potential that is, you know, inborn, is in called out by our Lord? Christ lives and breathes entirely out of this relationship with the Father. He is sent by him, speaks his word, and does what he sees the Father doing. And then impelled by the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ takes this heart knowledge, his vision of the Father and of his mission, into the heart of the world to bring it into communion. Jesus bestows the ability to know and to see the Father. John's gospel also reveals to us that difficult and dark place in humanity and in each one of us where we do not accept the word of God. We place limits and conditions upon him, usually unknowingly or unwittingly. But our Lord is God, the Lord alone, and we are not to have false gods before him, to create a God according to our preferences and preconceived notions. Instead, we have the gift, the presence, that in manifest expressions of the Father's love in Christ Jesus and in the sending of the Holy Spirit, that all of us who were born and live in different places, that we are to live out of this heart's embrace of the Father from the place where Jesus lived, that we may know him and have seen him in Christ Jesus through the power and working of the Holy Spirit.